In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in today's Gospel, our Lord Jesus says something quite frightening, and it consists of only two words, I go. And he was speaking to the Jews who were doubting that he was Messiah and refused to recognize him as such. And to them, speaking the words, I go, truly mean something very bad. Jesus came to save these people, that is the Jews, who had for so many centuries had kept alive the true worship of the true God. And when he was preaching and teaching them while he was on earth, Jesus gave them every possible proof that he loved them. But these men who were truly lost sheep of their shepherd did not listen to them. And in today's Gospel, Jesus gave them warning that he is soon going to leave them and that they will not be able to follow him. But this makes no impression upon them. And his words testify that Jesus truly is from above, that is, he comes from heaven, and the hope and the gospel and all the preaching which he said, he preaches about heaven, where we all one day want to go. And he puts it very plainly today that if you want to go to heaven, you need to follow Jesus and his teachings. And these men and women to whom he was speaking had for so many centuries been deaf to the commandments and to the callings of Almighty God. And we can see in the history of humankind that God is truly very patient when he waits and waits people to repent and make reparation from their sins. God truly waits a long time, but he will not wait forever. At one day, on the day which only our Lord knows, every man will be called to answer for his deeds, of all these bad deeds which he committed here on earth when he still had chance and when he still had time to start to follow Jesus. And it is truly the tremendously frightening words, the words of Jesus today, I go, namely that there comes a time when I must leave, and then you would need to take care of yourself. And as you know, as you should know, children, nobody can really take care of one's self. Nobody can raise himself up to heaven. We need Jesus for that, and we need his church and his sacraments in order to make that true. Today, children, we also commemorate the two great apostles, Saints Peter and Paul, because today is also the feast day of Saint Peter's chair in Antioch. And Antioch was the name of the town where Saint Peter established his first bishopric, and he was first the bishop of that town before he became the bishop of Rome. And it is truly in his office as a leader of the church when we see that Saint Peter was also the great preacher of penance. He himself, once before he became the leader of the church, he denied his Lord and shed bitter tears of repentance of that. But after Jesus had resurrected, he became the leader of the church. It was he who was now given the power of God on earth to open and close the gates of heaven. And in the same way, children, it is the priests and bishops today whom you know who use this power which Jesus left to his followers to open and close the gates of heaven. And gates of heaven are either opened or closed in the sacrament of penance. we have all done sins and we have all done very bad deeds in our lives. But it, because God does not abandon us alone, He has established His church where until the end of times, every man who is sorry for his sins and who begs pardon and absolution from Jesus, his sins might be forgiven and he can also become one of the citizens of heaven. Remember today, children, that no matter how good life one can out exteriorly live, he still has done sins and he needs to be absolved from those if he wants to get into heaven. But conversely also, it doesn't matter how many or how horrible sins somebody has committed, as long as he is alive on this earth, he always has the chance of a repentance. And when he repents and when he humbles himself and asks pardon from Almighty God, to him our Lord Jesus never says those horrible words, "I go," but he answers with loving kindness, saying that, "My son or my daughter, your sins have been forgiven to you." May God bless you in the name of the Father.